And of course, 1550 is where you catch our program Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. and on Saturdays and on Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m. If for whatever the reason, ladies and gentlemen, you're not able to catch me live on 1550 a.m., you can catch me online at speakingwith.com. We don't have a live stream, but we do have the recordings broadcast from the site, usually each day. And you can just go on there. It's optimized for smartphone use. So whether you want to listen on your smartphone, your desktop, your laptop, your pad, whatever it is, you can listen to it. You know, I felt so bad that it took so long to get it optimized for smartphone use. Because, you know, my thing is, well, hey, you know what? If most people are using their smartphones rather than some of the other devices, and that's the way they're going to listen, by tuning in on the smartphone, I need to get there. It took me longer than it should have. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen, but we're there now. Been there for some months now, too. As a matter of fact, I'm happy to announce. And so it is optimized for smartphone use, so it is truly listener-friendly. And all you do is go to Listen Online. Once you get to speakingwith.com, click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you can pick it up there. I tell you, those search bars on the smartphones really add some convenience too, because if you remember something about the title of the subject or the name of the guest, you can type that into the search bar and the program will bring up all the options that include those names or those keywords, and just makes it so much easier for you. But that's not the only way to get there. Of course, you can go to this week's guests and topics. You're still online at speakingwith.com and click on the link this week's guests and topics and narrow it down to the specific week that you're interested in or date that you're interested in. And you can look for that by week because we have it on there by dates. And you can find the topic and or the name of the guest you're looking for that way. And then go back to the Listen Online link, type in your keyword or name of your guest. And of course, may not need to do that. You may automatically know. Yep, I already know which one I want to hear. Boom, you can type in the date into the search bar. Bring it on up. Or, of course, no search bar, no sweat. You can just scroll to what you want. Bring it up and listen online at your convenience. That said, later this week, in fact, tomorrow, I'm going to be asking the question, divided, are we standing? I'm going to look at some of the various ways that America the Beautiful, the nation that is indivisible, is divided, and how that affects our stand. I'm going to bring back to you Sunday's broadcast, this past Sunday's broadcast, of the suffering well discussion. You know, again, it doesn't matter how rich we are, all the way down to how poor we are. It doesn't matter what socioeconomic class. It doesn't matter what ethnicity. It doesn't matter which gender. It doesn't matter how well educated. It doesn't matter how poorly educated. We are all going to experience some bad times, some hard times in life. And since we're going to experience those bad times, which essentially means we're going to suffer, can we learn to suffer well? All of that is up for discussion this week. And also, this Sunday, during the second hour, I plan to continue our discussion of women in leadership. As I've mentioned before, I like the fact that we have male and female leaders. Do you think it's important for us to determine whether one gender is a better leader than the other? Do you think that we probably lead about equally well, regardless of gender? I'm just asking you, what do you think? Okay, so back to this issue of pain relief and, well, who helps us? People we know well, strangers. Who helps us more? people we know well, or strangers. Here's the question, the intriguing question, that the researchers wanted to ask. They wanted to learn whether treatment was likely to be more effective if delivered by a person with whom the recipient of the treatment was already familiar, or whether the impact would be stronger if the treatment came from a complete stranger. In the present study, participants received pain on the back of their hand. Wouldn't you know it? And the pain I was telling you about that my father took care of was on the back of my hand. The people who participated would receive pain on the back of their hand, according to lead author Grit Hine. In one group of participants, the pain was relieved by a person from their own social group. Another group of participants relieved pain relief from a person from a different group. Then they measured how the pain relief treatment changed neural pain responses and subjective pain judgments. So we have a rhyme and a reason to how they evaluated pain relief. Changed neural pain responses and subjective pain judgments. First, the researchers recorded the response to pain that all the participants showed before the experiment. So before the treatment, both groups showed similarly strong responses to pain, according to Dr. Hine. Although pain tolerance was about the same for all the participants, the investigator noticed that after having received analgesic care, some kind of pain reliever, the volunteer's perception of pain appeared to change depending on whom they received the attention from. As a result, those individuals whose pain was treated by someone they did not know beforehand actually felt that their pain was more diminished compared with individuals who had received the treatment from a person in their own group. To me, that's amazing. You hear what they're saying? Two groups who receive pain. Same two groups receiving pain relief. One from someone from their own group. The others from someone who was a stranger from a different group. And those who received the pain relief treatment from the group they did not know about experienced a greater sense of pain relief. More pain relief from the stranger. Can that be explained?